بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال موسى لقومه استعينوا بالله واصبروا لبني إسرائيل. suffered for scores of years, perhaps 50, 60, 70 years continuous. يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ. The child is just delivered. In the presence of the mother, the child is slaughtered. Men are treated like slaves. أَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا. Therefore Musa had to say, أَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Release them from the bondage. So they complain after 70, 80 years of difficulty. أُوْذِينَا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَأْتِيَنَا وَمِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جِئْتَنَا. Before you came, we were in problems. Now that you have come, we are in problems. Same. That time also, our infants were being slaughtered. Now also were being slaughtered. So Musa's answer was two. One is, أَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَيُّهُلِكَ عَدُوَّكُمْ. All these problems will be terminated just now. And then, وَيَسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Just now everything will come to an end and you will be vice chairs, you will be the rulers. So these people that are bringing these problems for you, difficulties, hardships, they will be removed from the scene and you will come into the scene, you will be controlling. Now, this ruling is not enough, is not the answer, not the solution. فَيَنْزُورَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. Once you take control, then Allah will watch you. Are you complaining about these people that are making zulm on you? Then they will be removed, you will replace them, but Allah will watch your actions as well. That's the important thing, that you know what, how you behave. You're complaining about them, alright? We did away with them and we put you in their place. But then what's going to be your behavior? That was one thing. And the second thing, Allah says, Ista'inu billahi. Until things come up, what you must do? Ista'inu billahi wasbiru. Seek Allah's help. You seek Allah's help through things. Ista'inu bisabri wassalah. When it's through salah, you ask Allah's help. Continue. So, in your mind, you must have it. You don't have a date now. By this date, this thing must happen. Whether it happens now, whether it happens in 1 year, 50 years, your work is to continuously cry to Allah. So whether you saw the culmination of your dua, you didn't see it, you continue. Allah likes a person. You know, you can hold a man at a gun, you better fix it up. But Allah, can you force him? Can't force Allah. Yes, you can beg. And he likes your crying. So when he likes your crying, then he wants you to continue crying. When he wants you to continue crying, then you go on. That's what he wants. He likes your crying. He likes your pleading. He's there for you all the time. And he knows what you don't know. So istaeenu billahi was birun. Be patient. Patience, I explained what was the meaning of patience. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, for Allah's sake, you're enduring. That is, your enduring is going with a reward. That's what you're enduring, and the difficulty that you're going through is not just going like that, but you're getting rewarded for that. So now, why are you worried now? Yes, you will go through some pain and difficulty, and the world is to endure. One person was in the tawaf, So he sees a woman, outwardly she seems to be very pious. So he saw, he wanted to know something, perhaps about the piety, whatever. So he asked her of herself, that you seem to be so calm, collected, in spite of you being a very pious person, you seem to be very calm and collected. So she explained that you say that I am calm and collected, but do you know my history? My husband was making qurbani, and my little son, 9 years of age or 8 years of age, he told his brother, see how Abba makes qurbani. He laid his brother down to the knife and he slaughtered him. In my house, one son slaughtered the other. When he realized what he's done, he ran away. When he ran away, not to be found, his father went looking for him. Father went looking for him. In the meanwhile, a wolf had eaten the son that had run away. The husband, what happened to him? Continuously is looking for his son. One day, second day, third, by the fourth day, he died. In the meanwhile, I had one child that was still breastfeeding in my arms. It must have been about under 2 years of age, so he was crawling. So I went to see what's happening. I left him down. He crawled towards the water that was boiling on the stove. In those days, the stove was not like, it was ground level. So he went and he pulled that pot that was boiling onto himself and he passed away. So in a matter of about 4 weeks or something, I lost my whole house. I lost 3 children, infant, husband, everything I lost. But then I know everything is from Allah Ta'ala. There's one child, 2 children, 3 children. I know that it is the coolness of my eyes. I know it is the comfort of my mind. I know that they are blessings. But perhaps in their going, they may be a better blessing, a greater blessing. So for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I am enduring. And that's the calmness that you see in me. So, Umar al-Fahil rote rehna. He is to continue crying. Whenever things will open up, nobody can put a gun on Allah Ta'ala. Make it happen now. You can't do that. Just do your work. Try, correct yourself, improve, make dua, and ask others to do the same as well. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And have the conviction that a good ending, you know, you have a difficult patch, but the end is good. You went through a difficult patch, but you ended in a very, very good way. Like, imagine you are traveling to Cape Town, for example, right? A lot of difficulty, punctures, car is not working, going 10, 15 kilometers, I think, and you're stuck. Tire is not right. Door is not right. You have to take your shirt or something and fasten the door to see that it doesn't go another 30 kilometers. The radiator is a problem. Just take water and put water inside it. One way is problem upon problem. Then you hardly got any money now. Somehow you battled here, there, you got money. Hungry, you don't have food. Took you, the journey takes at least about 10 hours to reach Cape Town. It took you 2 months to reach. Right, with difficulty, pain, sometimes no food, no petrol, battling here, battling there, eventually you reach. But when you reached, then it was like a Jannat bed. 5-star. What 5-star? 50-star. What is 5-star? 50-star. People are waiting for you. The red carpets are all laid out. Hotels are there for you. Cars are to your disposal. Wealth is to your disposal. Food. Everything that you could think of is there. So I ask you, is it worth the trouble or not? It's worth the trouble. So you go through a difficulty, and then at the end Allah Pak says, "Wal aqibatu lil muttaqin," is for you. You are righteous, you are listening to me, you went through difficulty for my sake, right? Then you will definitely have a good ending. Now just reverse the whole situation, right? Other person is having a ball of a time, too beautiful time. Every type of enjoyment, comfort, ease, everything. A jet of his own, private jet, custom made, with all the attendants on board, girls, everything, to whatever you want, you got it. The menu, type of food, the destination, the visas, everything. And you have got the plane, it's your own. For 3 months you can do as you want. Places, enjoyment, food, women, whatever you can talk about, whatever you can think about. But at the end of the 3 months, you see, you will be tortured in a dungeon, given rats to eat. Right? And that's going to be your food. In a dungeon, it's about 30 meters underground, can't see anything. Absolutely dark. Nothing. Once in 2 days, it'll give one rat. Dead mice eat the thing. Right? Is the 3 months of holiday, is it worth the while? Everything you have there. Now, So we don't look at the entire picture, see? Don't look at it properly. Just look at the present, and we think now, nobody went through something like what we are going through. That's how we see. But you see the whole picture, how it works out. It's a relief. This is still too little for what we have done. It's too little. And when we are doing the right thing, then inshallah at the end, Allah will give us something good, great. So don't forget Allah Ta'ala. Don't become despondent. And don't listen to depressing news. See, the great problem today is we're listening to too much of depressing news. Either fighting, we're hearing about depressing news, we're listening to controversial stories, we are listening all the time. They're just making us more and more depressed and despondent. Allah Pak didn't ask you to become despondent. He says, "My doors are open. Wa maftah lana abwaaba rahmatik." He's opening his doors of mercy to you. My doors are open. But just hold on. Things have procedures in life, and you have to follow procedure. The woman was miscarrying all the time, right? Now the doctor said, "No, she must just lie down in bed. The moment she's conceived, she must lie down. Can't go visit her. She's jailed up, locked up." The 9 months, then the delivery, another difficulty. Gave a date, is coming, and they said, "No, it's a false alarm. False alarm." They pulled for another 2-3 days. Then they give you something to induce the labor. The child is born. So much of difficulty. Then child is delivered premature. They put it into an incubator. Then the child turns out to be a bundle of joys. But for the bundle of joy, you have to go through so much. Sometimes 15 months, 16 months. Then you saw the bundle of joy. It's a plan of Allah Ta'ala, a system of Allah Ta'ala. Don't get worried. As long as you're listening to Allah Ta'ala, your main concern. Today, Mullah read that kitab, that article, I think someone has just put it up. He said that your main concern must be that you're not disobeying Allah Ta'ala. Anything small or big, physically or mentally, you're not displeasing Allah Ta'ala. So no physical disobedience, no mental disobedience. That's your main concern. The other things don't worry too much about, that it's under control. But are you obeying Allah Ta'ala physically? Are you obeying Allah Ta'ala mentally at any given time? Mentally, don't have any wrong intentions, malice, greed, jealousy, pride, ostentation, show. Don't have all these things. You just take care of these two things, that physically you're not disobeying and mentally you're not disobeying, and then leave it to Allah Ta'ala. When the thoughts about the difficulty comes to you, you'd rather say, Hasbi Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Hasbi Allah, Allah is sufficient. He is the best to manage all affairs. He manages, and he is sufficient. He's enough for me. I don't need too much things. I just need Allah Pak. I need to fear him, and I need to understand that he's with me. Hasbi Allah. So that's what we need to do. See that we're not disobeying him any time. Small, big, open or discreet, at any given time you're not disobeying Allah Ta'ala. That's all you need to do. Then the opening of the way is Allah Pak's. Nobody has the control of it. That Allah Pak is in control. He'll open it. But are you obeying Allah Ta'ala? Allah Pak is.
Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka ash-shukru. Allah لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد ملء السماوات وملء الأرض لما بينهما وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد. أنت أهل الثناء والكبرياء والمجد، أحق ما قال العبد وكلنا لك عبد. لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت، ولا راد لما أتيت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك، ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك، ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيئتك، ولك الحمد حمدا لا يريد قائله إلا رضاك، ولك الحمد حمدا عند كل طرفة عين وتنفس كل نفس. اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا، ولك الحمد بما أكرمتنا، ولك الحمد بما سترتنا، ولك الحمد بالقرآن، ولك الحمد بالأهل والمال، ولك الحمد بالمعافاة، ولك الحمد حتى ترضى، ولك الحمد إذا رضيت، يا أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد، وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد، وأصحابه وأولاده وأزواجه وأهل بيته وذريته ومحبيه وأتباعه وأشياعه، وعلينا معهم أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد، وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد، صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء، ولحقه أداء، وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته. واجزه عنا ما هو أهله، واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين، وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. وإذا أردت بقوم فتنة فتوفنا غير مفتون. رب اجعلني لك ذكارا، لك شكارا، لك رهابا، لك مطواعا، إليك أواها منيبا. رب تقبل توبتي واغسل حوبتي، وأجب دعوتي، وثبت حجتي، وسدد لساني، واهد قلبي، واسلل سخيمة صدري. اللهم إنا نسألك قلوبا أواهة منيبة في سبيلك. اللهم اجعلنا مخلصين لك وأهلنا في كل ساعة من الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ارض عنا رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا، اللهم ارض عنا رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم ارض عنا رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأحبابنا ولأقاربنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها علانيتها وسرها. يا الله you forgive our sins, يا الله. يا الله you forgive all our sins, يا الله. يا الله you forgive the sins of our ears and our eyes, يا الله. يا الله you forgive the sins of our minds and our hearts, يا الله. يا الله you forgive the sins of our hands and our legs, يا الله. يا الله you forgive all our sins, يا الله. يا الله you forgive those sins, يا الله, that we have committed knowingly and unknowingly, يا الله. Ya Allah, we have wronged ourselves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have transgressed all limits, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have made you so displeased, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have made you so upset, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that these conditions have come upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is because of our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum iqrari mujrim hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are confessing, Ya Allah, that it is our sins that have brought down these conditions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we begging your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you please forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan is leaving, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't allow it to leave without us being forgiven, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you don't forgive us now, Ya Allah, when are we going to be forgiven, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking for forgiveness on behalf of the entire Ummah, Ya Allah. On behalf of humanity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, remove these conditions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, humanity is suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, humanity is suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, Ya Allah. We cannot manage this test, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, don't test us even further, Ya Allah. Don't test us with bigger tests, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak to manage, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if we can't manage these tests, Ya Allah, how are we going to manage the test of Akhirat, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, once again, open our masajid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open up Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Haramain Sharifain would have been buzzing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is happening, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, the masajid would have been full, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, open up our masajid, Ya Allah. Allahumma la taj'al musibatana fi deenina. Allahumma la taj'al musibatana fi deenina. Allahumma la taj'al musibatana fi deenina. Ya Allah, don't allow our deen to suffer, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is because we did not appreciate your favors and your bounties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking for forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah, we are asking for forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking for forgiveness on behalf of the entire humanity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions, Ya Allah. Bring about favorable conditions, Ya Allah. Even better conditions than before, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our grandparents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our wives and children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our siblings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, all those that have passed away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them with the highest of stages, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of us whose parents have passed away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive them, Ya Allah. Cover them in your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with the best of guidance of Jannat, Ya Allah. And those of us whose parents are living, Ya Allah, or one of them are living, Ya Allah, allow us to appreciate them, Ya Allah, to make them happy, Ya Allah, to make their khidmat, Ya Allah, bless them with long life, with afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with afiyat, Ya Allah, save us from all types of problems, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka tamam al-afiyah, wa nas'aluka dawam al-afiyah, wa nas'aluka shukra al-afiyah, wa nas'aluka al-ghina anil-nas. Ya Allah, you bless us with a life of afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun تحب العفو فاعف عنا. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have nothing to present before you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we have this nisbat, Ya Allah, the nisbat of being ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, by virtue of this nisbat, Ya Allah, you have mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have mercy on the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we have from this chosen ummat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please have mercy upon us. Although, Ya Allah, we have been so disloyal ummatis, Ya Allah, Allah. Ya Allah, we have caused so much of harm to, so much of hurt to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we ask him for forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night of Jumu'ah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam be happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow him to be happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you favor his ummah, Ya Allah, so he can become happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for his happiness, Ya Allah, you shower down your mercy upon us, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, you bring favorable conditions upon the ummah for his happiness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you allow us to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's every sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us please the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, allow us once again, Ya Allah, to present ourselves in his court, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when he is happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, bless us with a drink from his Mubarak hands, Ya Allah. Save us, Ya Allah, from being chased away from him, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from being chased away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us live our lives, Ya Allah, according to his sunnah, Ya Allah. Die according to his sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah, to understand the ilm of nubuwwat. Ya Allah, you bless us with ilm of nubuwwat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with the nur of nubuwwat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with the fikr of nubuwwat, Ya Allah. Bless us with the mansha of nubuwwat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Let us do things, Ya Allah, that will please him, Ya Allah, and please his Mubarak heart. Ya Allah, you forgive every sin of ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive the sins that we have committed, Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in the broad daylight, Ya Allah, knowingly, unknowingly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those sins, Ya Allah, that we acknowledge and we regard to be sins, Ya Allah, and those that we don't even regard to be sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you allow us to confess and to realize our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah, with happiness in this world, happiness in Qabr and Akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with children, Ya Allah, you bless them with happiness, Ya Allah, in their life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you keep them firm on Iman, Ya Allah. Keep them firm on Deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the times are very challenging, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save our Iman, Ya Allah. Save the Iman of our progenies to come right till Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save them from every type of deviation, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, always keep them linked to the right type of Ulama, Ya Allah, to the right type of Mashayikh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our Asatiza have made so much of effort on us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless them, Ya Allah, with every type of happiness, every type of good, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with barakat in their health, in their wealth, in their children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those that have benefited us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you reward them the best of reward, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have passed on, Ya Allah, you grant them the highest of stages in Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Purify it from every type of filth, Ya Allah. All type of bad qualities, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fill it with good qualities, Ya Allah. Fill it with your love, Ya Allah. Allahumma rzuqna hubbak wa hubba rasulika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amali yuqarribuna ila hubbik. Allahumma inna nas'aluka imanan la yartad wa na'iman la yanfad wa murafaqata nabiyina wa habibina wa mulana محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعلى أعداء. يا الله, all those people that are suffering, Ya Allah, Allah, so many people are suffering from financial problems, Ya Allah. People do not have food to eat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is only your favor and your grace upon us, Ya Allah, that you have blessed us with so much of afiyat, Ya Allah. In this calamity, Ya Allah, we are enjoying so much of afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our food hasn't changed, Ya Allah. Our sleeping hasn't changed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, everything is so easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. Please allow it to continue in this way, Ya Allah. Bless us with afiyat in every respect, Ya Allah. Afiyat in this world, Ya Allah. Afiyat in Qabr, Ya Allah. Afiyat in Akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah, with every type of good, Ya Allah. Save us from every type of evil, Ya Allah. Save us from every type of calamity, Ya Allah. Don't let us see any difficult days in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak servants of yours, Ya Allah. We can't manage difficulty, Ya Allah. Please, Ya Allah, don't test us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't put us through any type of difficulty, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم يا الله wherever the ummah is suffering يا الله remove their suffering يا الله the war torn countries يا الله Allah you remove the difficulties يا الله the widows the orphans يا الله people are suffering far more than we are suffering يا الله يا الله when we couldn't manage this يا الله what must be happening to them يا الله يا الله we don't have the fear of bombs raining upon us يا الله we don't have the fear of bullets يا الله these people are suffering for so long يا الله you make it easy for them يا الله remove their difficulties يا الله bless them with happiness يا الله يا الله the day of Eid is coming we want to enjoy they also want to enjoy يا الله يا الله you make it easy for them يا الله whichever ummati is in any type of difficulty يا الله remove the difficulty يا الله all those who ask for dua يا الله you bless them with the best of dunya and akhirat bless them with all the fulfill all the jais and the permissible desires ya Allah wherever any good type of work is happening the work of deen is happening ya Allah bless them ya Allah with every type of goodness ya Allah allow them to do the work ya Allah in a good way ya Allah in a way which is according to your pleasure and according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ya Allah and you bless us with the shame that ya Allah we don't deserve it ya Allah but you accept us for your deen ya Allah you accept our lives ya Allah our health our wealth our lives our children ya Allah for your deen ya Allah you allow us ya Allah to continue ya Allah serving your deen ya Allah serving your kalam ya Allah and serving the kalam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ya Allah according to your pleasure ya Allah whatever is most pleasing to you ya Allah you use us ya Allah use our energies ya Allah for that ya Allah you protect us you help us assist us guide us ya Allah Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna warda anna wa taqabbal minna wa adkhilna al janna wa adkhilna al janna wa najjina min an nar wa اصلح لنا شأننا كله يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم اصلح لنا شأننا كله اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عين اللهم لا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما اعطيتنا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا محمد واله وصحبه اجمعين امين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين